There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sean Wolfswinkel, and welcome to Inside the Wolf's Den.
And I'm Joni Wolfswinkel. Welcome back.
So we have a great episode today. We're going to get into one of our core businesses and get into talking about the turnkey experience. And turnkey gets thrown around a ton in real estate. And I think you'll get value out of this, even if you aren't interested in real estate or have never even thought about it. So this is just another investment vehicle that you know, we developed and created for people as far as investing in rental real estate. So Joni and I have always been big fans of owning rental real estate. Mm-hmm. We have been investing now for 20 years. We started our careers doing that. We you know, so it's important to us. We know it. And so about 10 years ago, we decided to make a pivot in our companies and move into selling what is considered turnkey rental real estate. And so we saw the market change after 7 and 8 and saw the need for people wanting to invest in real estate. It was a great time to invest. And, you know, people were seeking us to, how did you guys build your rental portfolio? I'm a doctor, attorney. I live in California. I live in New York. You know, Chicago, and I want to buy rental real estate, but maybe in my market, it doesn't make sense because things are too expensive. It doesn't cash flow, or I'm busy and I just don't have the time to find the deals and renovate them and put a tenant in them and manage them. You know, can you help me create that system to do it? And, you know, and that's where the whole turnkey for us was born.
Right. So kind of define what turnkey is for our listeners here.
Yeah. So how we define turnkey is, and it, that's the problem with that term. It's not even a really good term to use. It's more investing in passive real estate and allowing you, partnering with a company that helps you and supports you through that process. So how we define turnkey is we buy the properties or build them, renovate them, and then we place a tenant in there. We do home inspections, we do appraisals, everything is done up front. We also place a tenant before closing. So you, the investor, come in and purchase the property, either newly constructed or renovated, tenant in place. You have your full home inspection. Any repairs from the home inspection were completed. It's performing. It's ready to go from day one. You know the rent, you know it appraised for value. So a lot of the unknowns are taken out of investing in rental real estate. And then we professionally manage the property for you after you close on it and after the sale. So, and it's all done under one umbrella. There's not a third party property management company. Everything's done under the same roof, same company or same ownership. And, you know, it's all a lot of, it's the Charles Schwab approach to investing in rental real estate.
Right. And the listeners might be thinking, well, why wouldn't, you know, I just, you know, find the deal myself and do the deal myself, right? Well, number one, it takes a lot of time and energy finding the deal and, you know, negotiating and finding the deal. And then once you purchase it, I mean, you know, the whole rehab process and what goes into that. And, I mean, we've had tons of experiences where, you know, unexpected things come up where you didn't budget right for that. And, you know, it's just so much is involved in that, right? So how I look at it, there's two types of investors. There's one that has the time and, you know, can do all that.
Or experience.
And then there's the second investor who, you know, professional, just wants to invest passively, right?
Correct. And it's, you can learn it. Don't get me wrong. We're not geniuses by any means. It can all be taught. It can be learned. And just because you own your own personal residence doesn't mean you understand rental real estate or buying and selling investment property. It's tough. It's hard to, number one, acquire it for the right price point. I'm sure there's tons of listeners that have had nightmares with contractors.
And
being, you know, stuff disappearing.
Walking off on the jobs.
And trust, it happens to us, and we're professionals. I mean, I've bought in homes where everything looked great. You get in the attic and, you know, all the wires were cut out, or all your copper was stolen in the middle of the night.
Yep. Or the new construction, you put a new AC unit in there and middle of the night it gets stolen.
Yeah. This stuff like this happens. And so we try to alleviate, and we've got enough 20 years of experience. We know what to look out for. We know what properties perform better. We know the bedrooms and bathroom mix, the square footage that works for that market, the price to rent ratio that works. And there's a lot of things that go into it. What finishes to put in for real estate, you know, for rental properties. Maybe what you put in a rental property is much different than what you maybe put in a retail flip, per se.
Exactly, but right. Yeah. Yeah. We got it down to a science.
Yeah. So that's how we define turnkey. Now, experience of buying turnkey or let me ask you, what do you think why would somebody invest that, say, lives in the Bay Area or California and going to invest in Texas, Houston, Texas? What would make them do that?
Well, number one, they couldn't invest in their own market because it's too expensive, right? And they want, most of our clients, you know, they're long-term holds for retirement purposes.
Yeah.
So they have to invest outside their company. Now, you know, my recommendation is you find a company, because there's, like you said, the turnkey word has kind of been misused, right, and abused, and you have to find a company that, number one, you know, that's been in business for a while, and, you know, they know what they're doing. They have the property management company that is alongside with the investment company, because at the end of the day, it's us building that relationship. We talked about this in episode 6 about the customer experience, right? And I encourage our listeners to go back and listen to that. But we really work hard on our customer experience, and because we want our clients to trust us in, you know, because this is the retirement.
Yeah. And does it make sense for them to even look to buy local? Like, does it, like, say they're not in California, I wonder if they're New Mexico, Arizona. I mean, if they can do it, great. Like, if they have the time, like, it goes back to what you said. They have the time, resources. Yeah, you can buy local. You can find something, source it. If you have a great turnkey operator there, that you might want to vet them. And, hey, it's in your same. I had a client yesterday that came in, and he's vetting, you know, property or turnkey providers, you know, across the country. He came referred from a aggregator that finds buyers for us. And he lives here in Houston, and one of for his first investment or first couple of them, he wanted to buy local because it just makes him feel good to touch and feel the product. Right. And I get that.
There's nothing wrong with that. No. Yeah.
And even if they don't live local, we highly recommend doing site tours, and we'll get into more of that in a little bit. But he wanted to buy local, but he still worked with, even though he could probably, he could buy something here and find an investment property. He wanted to work with a turnkey company because, number one, he wanted the experience to work with somebody that experienced. He wanted that relationship. And he has a very demanding career.
Right. He's a professional. He didn't have time to, you know, rehab the property and, you know, put a tenant in there once it's completed. Most of our clients are professionals. I mean, doctors, attorneys. I mean, we have, you know, a lot of professionals that work with us, and they don't have time to do any of that. They just want to invest passively.
Yeah. And I even have retired, clients, and it's not, maybe they have all the time in the world. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to have to manage it. They don't want to get the calls from tenants in the middle of the night. They don't want to deal with all that, the problems that can arise. So, and they don't want to deal with contractors and sorts. They just want to enjoy the cash flow that it produces and the wealth building that investing in passive real estate. So that's another reason, is that even if maybe it's either time constraints or it's, you don't want to do it. It's just an investment for you. And so that's, you know, another reason they look at it. Yeah. And you invest To me, you invest where it makes sense. You don't necessarily have to invest in your own backyard because you want to find a market that makes sense. It produces the cash flow that you want. It produces maybe the appreciation rate over a long period of time that you want. It's a stable, it's a growing market. I'm one of my big indicators where I invest personally and where I would always look where jobs are going, because that's, you know, usually that's a area where, you know, things are going to boom. If there's jobs there and people are making more money, they're going to have more expendable money to put into the market. You're just going to see an economy thrive. And Texas has been great for us. Mm-hmm. You know, over the last 10 years or 15 years that we've been here, Texas has been awesome. Albuquerque in the last 2 or 3 years has really
great, done, yeah.
And it's because of jobs, because right. Netflix, right. you know, moved into there. There's been a lot of job production there. And so it's really started to grow. So mm-hmm. I always say follow the jobs. I think another place to look is where are people moving to? And there's been a lot of studies over that people are continuing to move south because of, you know, they want to be warmer climate, especially the baby boomers are moving south as they retire. So look where people are migrating to, and then look where jobs are growing.
Yeah.
Is big indicators as far as markets to look. But, and then from there, you want to look at, okay, now what companies are there that can help me mm-hmm. do what I want to accomplish? And yeah. then you got to start vetting, you know, different turnkey
yeah,
companies.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and we talk, if you want to talk about the education piece, you know, educating our clients on the model. And I mean, you know, each of our clients has different goals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some want to, some have a 10-year horizon.
Yeah.
You know, I want to take advantage of the growth that's happening in Texas. I want to invest in Texas and take advantage of that appreciation and growth. And then in 10 years, I may sell or I may trade up into multifamily or a bigger project, but at least I have a 10-year horizon. Then I have other clients that say, you know what? I just want to get my 5 properties, pay them off as quickly as I can, and then that's my retirement, and I'm just going to live off that.
Yeah.
So everybody's goals are different.
Yeah, and it's important that, you know, we educate them and understand their goals. And because, I mean, even in the property management side, you know, things come up. You have, you know, maybe a vacancy, and so they need to understand that when they have a vacancy, you know, they have to budget for that, right? Mm-hmm. And so the education piece is really important.
Yeah. So let's go take a step back. So when you're vetting and looking for a turnkey company, what are some of the things that maybe you want to look for? So I went into a little bit about the market. As far as the companies you want to look for, maybe look at the properties that they're producing. So,
right.
You know, is it single family? Is it duplexes? Is it fourplexes? Is it new construction versus remodels? Because that may be mm-hmm. an option for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at the management aspect of it.
Yeah.
So do they have in-house management? Do they outsource to third-party property management companies? Who are their vendors that they work with? You know, do they have great vendors that either remodel their houses and build them? Do they have great lenders that they work with and can offer you great financing if you're taking advantage of financing and today's interest rates? And then what processes and systems do they have within their, you know, turnkey company, you know, as far as remodeling, getting the tenant in place, you know, after the sale, handing off to the property management company? Look at all those processes and vet them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think by far, when you're ready and you've selected a company, I think you need to do a site visit. I think it's imperative.
I think
it's just smart.
Mm-hmm.
Most
know where you're going to invest.
Yeah. Most companies do some kind of tour. So, we either with a group or individually, we like to do them individually, mm-hmm. you know, probably once a week. I'm meeting with a client, taking them around. We look at the neighborhoods that we're building and remodeling in. We look at properties that are being built. We look at properties that are being remodeled. We look at finished ones. We look at new construction homes that are finished that we've done. But they get a really good feel for the neighborhoods, the types of products, the finishes we put in the homes. And then it just gets, it's a whole day that you get to spend like with the owner of the company or the sales rep. And
getting to know our team as
yeah.
well, you know, because again, we're, you know, in the same office, yeah. Texas Turnkey Properties, and, you know, we're in the same office, our property management company, so they get to meet our team and spend some time with them as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get, yeah, they'll meet every department and mm-hmm. get to know who they're working with. So later, once they acquire property, they can know who's going to be leasing it, who's going to be doing their maintenance and all that. But going back to the tour, they get to spend that quality relationship and get to know the person they're going to be dealing with, yeah, or know the company and the ownership and the values behind the company. And, mm-hmm, and so it really lets you see firsthand, you know, because that's going to be key down the road, is that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Building that relationship. I mean, there's times where, you know, when you do the tours in the morning, we bring them into our huddle, mm-hmm, and, you know, they get to see the interaction with our team, and it's pretty cool. They love it.
Yeah. We haven't been able to, mm-hmm, do that with COVID, but it's been, but before that, it was neat to get every client involved in the huddle, in the, yeah, daily huddle. And they just see that camaraderie and that team family, mm-hmm, you know, dynamic, right, that we have in our company. The other things to look for is when you're buying once you've selected a company, you've maybe gone and selected a property, is I think it's crucial that you do a home inspection, mm-hmm, regardless of, you know, even new construction, we get home, you know, they do home inspection.
Absolutely.
So you really truly know the condition of the house. There's no surprises. And then also getting an appraisal,
yeah,
whether, you know, it doesn't matter if you're paying cash, you should still get an appraisal, yeah, and make sure that they're not, you know, that the value is, mm-hmm, there. You know, they're not charging you too much. You're not getting into an area that you shouldn't. And I think that's where people have had stumbling blocks in the past, and where turnkey has maybe got a bad name for it, because people slap turnkey on they might put lipstick on a house and call it turnkey, and then they find out, you know, behind the walls, there's a lot of problems.
Right.
So I think it's always imperative to get a home inspection, an appraisal, and then do a site tour when you're investing in a company.
I agree.
And then once you're bought in a property, it moves into the property management.
Right, yeah. And so we, you guys hand it off to our property management team, and, you know, our customer service department reaches out to the owner and, you know, gives them a warm welcome. Then again, when you're, this is for all listeners, I think, that maybe have properties in other states as well. You know, vetting your property management company is crucial as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've actually compiled a list of questions, interview questions, when you're interviewing your property management company, that I'd be happy to email to any of our listeners. But some of the top ones I have here is, number one, what are the average days on the market? Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that, you know, your property management company can lease the property quickly, right? Mm-hmm. What is your average rent amount for the property you manage? So, I mean, if you're, you know, your average rent amount is $1,350 and, you know, your property management company is $750, like, that's probably not your, you know, your property's $1,350 and they manage $750. That's probably not a good fit for you, right?
Yeah.
Do you perform inspections on the property? And, you know, how often do you perform those inspections? What is your average work order cost for the owner? Do you upcharge on maintenance? How do you advertise for your vacant units? All of these things, mm-hmm, you know, to be looking out for when you're vetting your property management company.
Absolutely. Collection ratios, I think you should ask, mm-hmm, for. I think you should find out the number of homes they have under management.
How
many employees, and then compare the two.
Right.
Because you're going to find in property management companies, you know, it's a low profit business. And so you got to be careful that they don't sacrifice the amount of employees they should have for the amount of units just to try to make maybe a profit, or they don't charge enough. And so then they're understaffed, and then you're going to get very bad, poor performance.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah,
I think, you know, compare those, mm-hmm, two. And I think as you're looking at property management companies, I think you really need to, it comes down to the old slogan that you get what you pay for. I think that's, you know, really applies to property management,
yeah,
companies. I think, you know, I'm not saying you go pay the highest property management company or that then you're going to get the best service. That's not the case. But I also don't think, just because it's an investment, you shouldn't be looking for the low-cost property management company out there, because there's a reason they're offering low-cost, and you're going to get
performance. Yes, you're going to get low performance. So.
And when it comes to buying an investment property, investing several hundred miles away, you need the property management is the most, mm-hmm, crucial aspect of this whole type of model.
It's probably the most important, yeah, part of the model.
Yeah, absolutely. Because no matter what people put on the performas and what they advertise, you know, as far as what the property will produce, it won't happen unless it's properly,
yeah,
managed, yeah, you know, by the property management company.
Yeah, and that's why we focus heavily on the property management aspect, and, you know, great customer experience is because of that.
Yeah. And then ask for references, you know, mm-hmm. both on the turnkey side of the company and also the property management. Ask for references. Find out from investors, what are they like? What are they like dealing with? You know, what problems have you, you know, encountered? Did they fix those problems? Because, I mean, hey, we make mistakes.
Yeah, we're not perfect.
We're not perfect. But when they made that mistake, did they correct it? And did they make it right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else do we, what do we do differently?
I mean, what makes us different, I think, from our competitors is, again, going back to the customer experience and our customer service team, you know, we are on top of it. I mean, we are being proactive, and that's our biggest, that's kind of our core values. You know, we're proactive with everything. And
communication.
Yeah, communication. We have our, you know, red carpet treatment for our residents and our residents benefit package to, you know, protect the property and the owner.
Mm-hmm. Let's name off some of those. So I think, you know, what adds value and what we do, I think that keeps tenants coming back to us or renewing their leases, which is another key performance for you and your property management, is you want tenants to stay because the longer they stay, the better that property performs. Turnover will always kill you in this business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tenant turnover. So, you know, we do some cool things for our tenant. We give them access to like a rewards program where they can get discounts on restaurants, savings at grocery stores. They get pest control service included.
And we drop ship air filters to their door once a month to, you know, right, especially right now during COVID.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go out. So, you know, we drop air filters to their door so they can change those out monthly. They don't have to hassle with it. The sizes are all correct. You know, and yeah, like you said, we provide a bunch of coupons and discounts, you know, local, restaurants and grocery stores, to help them.
And we make it easy for them to either pay online mm-hmm. and pay, on time. And then also, you know, if they want to pay with cash, they can also go to any Walmart, East Cash Express, you know, anywhere that a lot of these places that take cash payments and it's directly posted. So they don't have to come to our office. They can go somewhere local or just pay online.
Yeah. And utility concierge service. So that's something that we offer them as well. So they don't have to, I mean, it's already stressful moving to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we try to take that part out of it, and we have a third party company that will, you know, do everything for them, set up their cable, their electric, all of that.
That's all done for you. So we try to, I think a lot of what we've done is, number one, you're proactive. Mm-hmm. So we're proactive on our communication, proactive on issues and repairs, and then also providing that extra value by taking care, making a stressful situation of either moving into a new rental home, buying a rental home, we take a lot of the stress that comes with it out of the equation and make it as streamlined of a, you know, not that everything's going to go perfect, but streamline the situation or the experience
mm-hmm.
and make it an enjoyable experience. You know, because it's a big investment for both the owner that's buying a property. It's a big investment. And then also the tenant, they're making a big investment in their home and their lease, and it's a new place for them. They might be just coming out of an apartment, going into a single family home. They've never done this before. So we try to streamline it to make it an enjoyable experience for both sides.
Right.
So they enjoy working with us. They stay with us.
They stay with us. And I think I mentioned this before, you know, we, when they grow out of that house, they're going to, you know, upgrade to a much larger house with us.
Yeah.
So.
And then I think some we do differently in our turnkey model or our that side of the business is our new construction and duplexes. So I think we've done a pretty good job of figuring out what's going to perform the best in the market. What asset is their demand for?
Mm-hmm.
What type of property? What, like I said before, bedroom and bathroom mix? What square footage? And we've taken science behind it and what demand is out there for that.
Yeah.
What, and so we've got we've said, okay, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1673 square foot, 2-car garage. Mm-hmm. That's like the number one strongest demand. Then we got for the person that's moving that needs an affordable home. Okay. We got the 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1140 square foot home that appeals to them. That's right in their price point, moving from an apartment to a single family house because they're trying to get out of an apartment. And what we've seen over the last several months was that there's been huge demand for single family houses because they're trying to move. And
a lot of people are moving away from, you know, apartments because they don't want to be close to people. Yeah. So, I mean, in the month of April, I think we had over 65 new leases that we signed. So, which, I mean, we're getting multiple applications at a time on a property and, you know, there's more to choose from now.
And then for the investor side, we've also been really heavily focused on duplexes because that's been the a huge demand. Allows you to get two units for one loan. If you're trying to do your 10 Fannie Freddie loans, you know, you get able to get two units for one, for getting one loan is rather than just one and one. So if you get 10 duplexes, you have 20 units rather than just 10 units.
And then also if you have a vacancy 1 month, you know, at least the other, there's a unit paying for itself.
Correct. So you're at least not having to come up. And the goal behind, you know, I think to have an enjoyable experience, it's key that you build a portfolio. You shouldn't get into turnkey or building passive investments if you're just going to buy one house.
Right.
And you know, because the minute you have one vacancy,
It's a bad experience for you.
Like, and then you're like, this is not...
Why did I do this? Yeah. I need to sell this now.
But if you have a portfolio and you build a portfolio of rental homes, well, then you look at the performance of the overall portfolio, and then it's a big difference. So if you have one vacancy, okay, yeah, but I have three performing or four performing, you know, properties. You know, you don't notice it, and you plan for things. So we always recommend, you know, factoring for vacancy and maintenance allowance so that when those happen... Or you have an eviction because you do this long enough, you're going to have an eviction of probably, I've been investing for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't had an extreme amount of vacant evictions, but I've had one or two along the way, and I'm the owner of the company. And so you're going to have stuff like that happens. And you, as long as you plan and budget for them, they're just a small little bump in the road. And then if you look at the true wealth creation over 10, 15, 20 years, it's amazing what results you get. And you might have had in year eight, you had an eviction, the tenant destroyed the house, and okay, I had to put it back together, cost, you know, I had to reinvest that year. But hey, if you look at the full performance over those 10 years or 15 years, it far outweighed that little bump. And it's no different than like the stock market taking a bad year and dipping and then coming back. It's no different than that. You look at this is a long-term wealth building strategy.
I agree. And one last point I would like to kind of add to that is you are the CEO of your business, right? So, you know, if you have a portfolio, you need to be monitoring those kind of things and make sure, you know, I mean, in our portfolio, we're constantly monitoring, okay, is this one cash flowing enough? Should I be selling this one? You know, don't stick your head in the sand and be like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I didn't know that. Or, you know, if a vacancy comes or you have a huge maintenance expense, you know, don't put your head in the sand. You're the CEO of your business, so you should be monitoring that, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I mean, always evaluate as you're building this. This isn't just because it's investing passively and turnkey. I would always, you know, still take ownership of your investments.
Right.
And I think you should do that if you invest in the stock market, you invest in businesses, you invest in gold. Like, take ownership of your business, of your investments. Like, understand what you're investing in. Understand, you know, how to generate wealth with it. Understand, you know, the different cycles of that.
Right.
You know, type of product, because real estate has cycles too. And so you want them, not that we time every up and down valley or peak perfectly, but if you have a vacancy and you're like, hey, you know, this one, my taxes have increased too much. You know what? I'm going to go and sell, I'm going to sell this one and then invest the money into something else that makes sense. Or, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to sell this existing single family that I've had for 10 years. And now that they got duplexes, I'm going to go buy a duplex or upgrade. So always be evaluating and work with us on, you know, we're here for you. I think that's the key with, getting a good relationship with the company you're working with and their staff is, you know, you can pick their brain and run ideas by them. And that's why you get assigned a customer service representative with our company. And those are, you're going to work with them. You're going to develop that relationship. You're going to say, hey, you know what? I had this situation come up, I think it's time for me to sell. Yeah. And then that customer service will help you and manage you through that process.
Exactly. We'll help you, you know, evaluate your portfolio and, you know, recommend what maybe you should do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And utilize, you know, the softwares that we've created and the, some of the wealth products that we, you know, softwares that you can take advantage to evaluate your portfolio and know when it's a good time mm-hmm. to sell, when it's, you know, mm-hmm. maybe let's hold it another 5 years or 2 years. You know, you can evaluate that on a your portfolio basis or on each property basis. Yeah. And so utilize, you know, the softwares and capabilities that a good turnkey company will have for you.
Right.
Well, with that, I think we're going to wrap it up. I hope you got some value out of this. If you have any questions, you know, we'd be happy to help you. And if you're looking for investing in long-term rental properties, we'd love to speak with you and help you reach your financial goals. So again, thank you for tuning in this week.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great rest of the week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.